Welcome back to This Week. Now, from Uganda to Cambodia to the United Arab Emirates and Canada, hundreds of local GAA associations have sprung up around the world in recent decades, many in locations that aren't traditionally associated with the Irish diaspora. Nowhere is this more in evidence than in France, where most clubs are now made up entirely of local players born and raised in France with little or no connection to Ireland. The cream of the crop from the men's and women's leagues have been gathering just outside Bordeaux this weekend for the National Football Championships, from where Sharon Gaffney reports.
Finale de D1 féminine, les Bordelaises contre les Parisiennes en bleu.
Kicking off the women's final as home side Bordeaux take on the Paris Gales. They're among more than 500 players from 37 teams competing in the finals of the French GAA Championships.
My name is Maud Pradella and I'm playing for Paris. I really love being on the pitch and playing. We have French girls, we have Irish girls, and we have that sport that just brings us together. And that's what I like about the club and about our team.
But Paris is one of the few French teams with Irish players. More than 90% of those involved in the GAA here are natives.
I was looking for a new sport to play. I saw an ad in an Irish pub and say, okay, why not? I started doing it and loving it so far.
Like most of those who've taken up the sport, Nicolas Tissier has no connections with Ireland. Like others, he came for the football and stayed for the sense of community.
It's like almost a family for me now, because I know them for so long. We see each other all the time. It's kind of the spirit of the sport as well. It's rough but very respectful, and that's the thing I like.
My name is Florence Filet and I play for Vannes. We take care of each other and it's really nice. And even when we lose some match, we are always happy.
Others simply love the game.
Hello, my name is Jean-Baptiste Bougluon. I'm from Bordeaux and I play Gaelic football for 6 years now. You start from zero, so you have to learn a new sport, which is exciting, and new people too. It's like a big family.
My name is Mathilde Paganelli, I come from Lyon. It's different because you use your hands and you have to be agile with it. It's really a teamwork.
Hi, my name is Loris Langlois. I'm from Paris initially, but I play GAA in Bordeaux since 2013. And I came to the first training of the club and just loved it from the start, so I kept playing, and it's been 11 years now.
Nathan Bugok is chairman of the Federation for Gaelic Sports in France.
In my club, Gaelic Football Bro Léon, that's the name of the team, we have around 50 players, and we just got one Irish lady that came a few weeks ago. That's actually kind of normal for French clubs not to have Irish or just very few Irish people in the teams. So that's the big difference with many different places around the world.
French children are also pitching in.
Yeah, in Brittany now it's officially part of the curriculum, so you can just have a semester of Gaelic football at school. Bordeaux as well, and in other cities, but yeah, we start to teach Gaelic football in schools, so we have some very dedicated teachers.
Some of those children are among the supporters at the finals.
I like the Gaelic football because it's really fun to play, and there is really good vibes from the tournaments and the other teams, so that's a good sport.
It's also good because we play in school with our friends.
It's interesting to discover another culture from another country.
Their teacher, who's from Canada, is Chantal Blex.
GAA has something just extra special for them, and they've had a great time. I've seen them on two tournaments that we did this year, so we went to Vannes, we went to Agen, and it's really special to see them and their parents coming out here today to watch the French national finals. It's excellent.
For Donal McGlone, chairman of Bordeaux-Blanquefort GAA, it's part of a wider strategy.
The network exists really for expats and for Erasmus students and people like that. Our thinking is a little bit different, that we really need to invest in the grassroots here, or else there will be no club for the Irish people that come, that pass by to play in.
For those who are already here, the GAA helps them to settle in and to stay in touch with home.
like four or five of us who are all in the same situation. We're away from our family, so when you're with them and speaking with them, it feels like they're your family here.
It's such a nice way to meet people, to have a bit of home away from home here. It's really nice, part of the Irish culture, and integrate with the French people as well.
You don't have to be the best player in the world, but just being able to turn up and, you know, give it your all is what matters.
And it doesn't always take long for players here to rise to the top.
I'm Alexander Zura. I'm playing for the Strasbourg Gales. And we just won! I started three and a half years ago, and we were like four people. Now I'm here, and we're like a team or a club with 60 people now. And second time that we win at the finals. So this year this is the finals of the Division 2. So how it went up from being four people on the pitch to what we have now, it's amazing.
Alex Zura from the Strasbourg Gales, ending that report by Sharon Gaffney. And I'm reliably informed that the women's final was won by Paris.